When I was taking a preaching class at Columbia, one of the weekly assignments was to write a parable. Each week, students were asked to write a parable that started with, "The kingdom of heaven is like." This was a good exercise to open my eyes and to find the work of God in my everyday life to help me become a more imaginative and effective leader. I will share one parable I wrote. The kingdom of heaven is like a group fitness instructor who created an energetic fitness class. When participants were tired and wanted to quit in the middle of class, the instructor used motivational, verbal, and nonverbal cues like, "Go faster, push harder, you can do this." These cues helped participants get through a workout and reach their goal. As strange as it may seem to you, I can glimpse the presence of an encouraging God in the encouragement of a group fitness instructor. So I found this weekly exercise of parable writing a challenging way to think about, to search for, and to name holy things. Parables are short stories of Jesus' teaching. The function of parables is to break open and help us see the world in a new way. Jesus speaks to the crowds in parable to bring ordinary images in surprising juxtaposition with the kingdom. Jesus often takes images from daily life, such as seeds, weeds, soil, a baker, lost sheep, a lost son, hidden treasure, a pearl. He throws them alongside his talk of the reign of God and then invites us to puzzle over the sometimes surprising connections to see the ordinary and the holy things with new eyes. Jesus tells the parable of the mustard seed in various ways in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. From early Christian times, the mustard seed has been associated with faith. Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree." In Jesus' time, mustard was a wild plant easily found in Galilee area. So this is not a plant a farmer would purposely plant in his field. It was not a highly regarded addition to one's garden. In fact, it was almost considered a trash bush that consumed valuable garden space. Mustard seeds hide in the sack of other seeds, lying undetected, growing into weeds that sprout up wild. No one suspects that any plant other than the one that is planted will sprout and grow up. It is a mystery that the kingdom of God does not come like beautiful rows of flowers in the spectacular, orderly way people expect, but it comes as an unexpected, lowly mustard plant. How many of you have experienced God in an unexpected way in your life? Sometimes you think there is no way to get out of your problem, but God brings you people you did not think of to help you. God opens up new doors and works in a way you would never have predicted. When we are least expecting it, we may hear the voice of God whispering in our ear, pushing, intervening our life. God is forever invading our orderly sense of things in unpredictable ways. And in Jesus' parable, that invasive mustard seed grows into a tree that gives life and shelter to other creatures. Botanically speaking, mustard seeds don't grow into giant trees. So the parable hints that the presence of God can bring unexpected, life-giving growth that also benefits others around us. We see the same theme of hiddenness and growth in Jesus' parable of the yeast. According to Jesus, the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Out of the most insignificant beginnings, hidden to the human eye, God creates his mighty kingdom, which brings invisible impacts to all the people of the world. As yeast works to leaven the dough, so the kingdom can work to transform community. As a small portion of yeast is hidden in 60 pounds of flour, the kingdom of heaven is slowly, thoroughly, and steadily influencing all the world. So the good news of God's grace not only works inwardly upon us to change our individual hearts, it also works through us as disciples of Christ to be agents of change in the larger world. Are you someone who brings positive influence in the community? Each one of us can become an agent who brings positive or negative influence. And of course, there are people who bring no influence at all to the group. It is the yeast as a fermenting agent that invisibly causes the dough to rise, expand, a positive life-giving force. The yeast is the hidden agent that has astonishing effects on the whole. In Jesus' time, yeast was a popular symbol for corruption and impurity. To say a little yeast leavens the loaf was equivalent to saying one bad apple spoils the barrel. So the comparison of the kingdom to yeast might have been surprising to a first century Jewish audience. According to Jesus, the kingdom of heaven is like yeast, a hidden force working silently to corrupt the world. But if you think the other way around, this may mean corrupting the corruption. The work of God may be hidden, but when the fermentation is accomplished, the world will have been transformed into the joyous bread of life. This year, the annual Presbyterian Women's Worship theme is honoring women's spirituality, struggle, and survival. And there are some obvious and perhaps not so obvious connections between the role of women in the church and Jesus' parable on the hidden grace of God at work in the world. Over the decades, the church has had a hidden history of women leadership, working behind the scenes, often hidden from public view, not seeking the credit. Women have contributed much to the ministry of the church, from various mission projects to fellowship events. Women have been organizing, leading, and nurturing the growth of the kingdom. But their faithfulness and dedication have often been discounted and not recognized. APC is blessed to have a strong group of Presbyterian women who are passionate about pursuing the mission of the church. And let us continue to remember that the kingdom of God has plenty of room for all genders, all ages, all kinds of callings. It is important that we name and affirm small hidden actions, hidden people in the church. In fact, that the hiddenness tells us something about the nature of God's reign. The kingdom of heaven doesn't always look powerful in the way we understand power in 21st century America. It is a mystery that God's power in the world is not the worldly, military, or political power in the world. It is the indirect power that is often hidden and invisible, what Martin Luther called left-handed power. It's upside down from how we normally deal with life. Why is it good news that God is at work and present in surprising places in everyday life? Our contemporary culture is full of division and negativity. It can be easy to forget and fail to affirm that the kingdom of heaven is now a present reality. Our society is in desperate need of Christians willing to counter the negativity, to push back against the despair of those who wonder whether God is absent. You can be the detectives of divinity who bring the unseen kingdom of God into view. You can be those affirming voices who point to the presence and work of God in the small hidden acts of unheralded women and men who embody the grace of God in the world. Jesus' parables help us see the world in a different way and challenge the way we live. By the power of the Spirit, we can receive the new gift of new eyes to see the hidden grace of God at work all around us. As followers of Christ, let us ask God to make us the divinity, the detectives of divinity, looking with new eyes and open ears to discover and celebrate the work of God in our everyday lives. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.